They're two of the best. Audra McDonald plays Frankie. Michael Shannon plays Johnny. They're falling in love, or something like love, in the revival of a modern classic. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews.
I've attended several productions of the play Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune. I can't say that I've ever known what the play by Terrence McNally is about. The meaning of it all, other than sex, passion, doubt, fear, loneliness, longing, need, hunger for love, or just an omelet. Hunger is maybe metaphoric. They work in a diner. She's a waitress. He's a cook. It all starts with the sex, but whatever is happening between this man and this woman in this night together is close enough for love, or at least a connection. McNally's play is relentlessly compelling. If the Frankie and the Johnny are, and they are in the revival now on Broadway, Michael Shannon is one of the most intense actors I've ever seen on a stage and felt from a stage. Audra McDonald is one of the best singers who can act, or actors who can sing, ever on Broadway. She's often shown us the deepest humanity, him too, and literally they're naked when the play begins, quite vocally having sex. But whatever follows is much more intimate. Johnny wants more sex, but really wants more than sex. Johnny's wanting her frightens her. Johnny is hungry for love. Frankie is hungry for an omelet. He actually chops the pepper and onion, cracks and cooks the eggs. And if you're as suggestible as I am, after the show, you will want a Western. Through most of the play, they listen to classical records on the radio. And the play does feel like music. They don't exactly resolve the harmony, but the melody lingers on. For Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune, I'm Michael Bourne.